pick the song from the beginning again. That's what I'm saying. They gotta get the song from the beginning. There's the whole patois. So you gotta hit me, then hit the fucking song. Not play the song and then hit me with 10 minutes behind the eight ball here. Hit me again, Lee. Come on, let's do this right, brother. Here we go. Here we go. A little fucking Quadrophenia.
This is... I started this...
What?
When we started.
Here we go. A little fucking The Who Quadrophenia. It's Monday, December 17th. San Lazaro's Day in fucking Cuba, if you're paying attention. Hit it, Lee. Listen to this motherfucker. What? What? Oh, shit. Lee. Tell me about your weekend, motherfucker. Can you see the real me? Come on, motherfucker. The Who? The doctor can't even see the real fucking you. But Uncle Joey and the Flying Jew can. Welcome to the church of motherfucking what's happening now. You know what I'm saying? It's Monday, December 17th. Guess what? This podcast is brought to you by Onnit. Go to onnit.com. Take a look at the strong bone that's been fucking carrying me lately. And I figured out why, because it's got something called strontium in it that builds around your fucking bones. I'm not kidding you. So beside the glycerine and the other fucking thing for your joints and stuff, and the hemp protein's been working out, start your New Year's resolution today. Why wait till the 31st like the rest of the fucking mutts? Then you're not going to do nothing until the 8th, then you're going to quit by the 10th anyway. If you start today, you'll think about quitting, but by the 1st, you'll be fucking prime time, ready to go. Beside that, Lee, a little fucking music for the spirits. I want to be around for the old lady and all the other motherfuckers in the struggle out there. Smoking this Girl Scout cookie vapor pen today from fucking Eureka. I got the Girl Scout cookie and I got the Blue Dream just in case I gotta switch up. Hit it!
To pick up the pieces.
When somebody breaks your heart, cocksucker. Monday morning, Lee.
I'm sure Tony Bennett loves that remix.
What's he gonna do? He's got one foot in the grave, one of banana peel. You know what I'm saying? What's he gonna do? Come get me? Getting stoned to the gills today. You understand me? We ain't fucking around. We got a lot on the plate today. I gotta go to kickboxing. I got an audition. I gotta write. I gotta get ready for the End of the World show on Friday. I gotta do jumping jacks. I gotta do it all. Lee, what's the story? How was your weekend, my little brother?
It was great. You make fun of me, but I went and watched the game last night with some friends, and I know you say, oh, I don't know how you're doing it if you don't have $18,000 on it, but last night was probably the most fun I've ever had watching a game with friends.
Oh, stop it. You went down there, jumped up and down, Obama came on and shit in the middle.
And no one said anything. And no one said anything on Facebook either. No one complained at all.
How can you say something? As a matter of fact, the Church of What's Happening Now wants to do a couple seconds of silence for what happened in Connecticut. It's a shame. It's a fucking shame. So... just a moment there to acknowledge. We don't want to give it any more fucking negative light because you never know, Lee. You just never know. People today, you know, I go on Facebook and they're talking about gun control and this and that. And it really makes you think, man. It really makes you think. I mean, I seen little kids this week that were 7 that broke my heart. You know, my friend's kids. So my prayers, your prayers, even though you're fucking Jewish. You know, Jews don't fucking pray. They go to the bank. Prayers. You know what I'm saying? Jews go to the bank. They look at it. They look at it the way we look at the crucifix. The Bank of America. They look at it. God, please come through this week, cocksucker. You know what I'm saying?
So, oh, no.
Even though Jews don't pray. Is it the end of Hanukkah yet?
Probably.
Yeah, 9 days. You didn't check, cocksucker? What kind of Hanukkah fan are you? What kind of Jew are you?
I'm here.
You don't wear a yarmulke. You don't fucking stab people. I got to straighten you out, cocksucker. You
know, I'm sorry, man.
You know I love you.
Maybe that fart in the face will wake me up or something.
Forget the fart in the face. We got a whole new different dimension. She wants to fart. Oh, we got a whole big night planned Friday night.
What are you talking about?
Are you working Friday night?
No.
Okay, you have insurance? I don't want no problems. We have to call an ambulance and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think I
want to
answer that question. You working? You got insurance?
I got insurance. I got level 2. That's how I roll. You know what I'm saying? That means I can do acupuncture twice a month instead of 4 times. My goal is level 1, but we got problems. I want to ask you some questions, Lee, fucking Leland. But who gives a fuck? I got nothing to fucking ask you. It was a great weekend. The week started in San Diego at the Madhouse. If you came out and gave me some love, I gave you some love back. My set was a little fucked up because the 3-hour drive to San Diego. It's getting worse. 3 hours and like 40 fucking minutes in the car. Bumper to bumper on the 5. Left here at 4 o'clock. That's why I can't go. My friend's always flying to San Diego. Like, we're flying into San Diego January 8th to the 12th. So what are you telling me for? You gotta fly into L.A., bitch. That's a 3-hour fucking drive to San Diego anymore.
Yeah.
During rush hour, three and a half hours. And you know what the crazy thing is, Lee? It's 2 hours on the way back if you're a fucking civilian. Like, if you pay your taxes and you're a nice person, it's 2 hours. When I was on the hunt for blow, I could make it back in an hour 25. I always tell that to certain people, like, no, you can't. Fuck you, motherfucker. It's only 101 miles. It's only 102 miles to San Diego.
Yeah.
If you're doing 70, that's an hour and a half, correct? Fidel, knock it off, cocksucker. I don't know who the fuck Fidel's chasing.
Plus, was it raining on Thursday? Because it's been raining here and people are fucking idiots.
No, no, no. It wasn't raining. It was just a straight shot. Me and Jerry LaRocca went down there. But the Madhouse Comedy Club is a great club. Some cool motherfuckers came by, you know? And that was really my... And then Friday night at the Laugh Factory. Did I tell you about the Laugh Factory?
No.
So I get down there and I realize I'm the last guy up. It's like Dane Cook, Ari Spears, Max Amini, and then me.
Okay.
And they're in a fucking ruckus. Ari Spears is killing. Max Amini's killing. And I go up last, but I notice a lot of people are waiting there, right? I'm like, fuck that. I'm here every Friday, and it's usually like dead, you know?
Yeah.
Tonight, all these people are here. So I go up, and they start clapping. They were Dead Squad people.
Really?
Yeah. Some girl gave me a fucking brain grenade brownie. I came home and ate it, and I had fucking dreams. I was in Iran fighting fucking Puerto Ricans, getting stabbed. It was just a great fucking night. A lot of Death Squad people. And I see that the Death Squad stuff, these chapters are popping up. I like it. I like these Death Squad chapters popping up. Kansas, Connecticut, fucking that. We got to have 52 chapters. One up Sarah Palin's backyard, one in Puerto Rico. We're going to have a Colombian chapter just in case somebody's got to go to fucking Colombia. We're going to turn this like Sons of Anarchy. We're going to be into fucking national. Start getting charter members. I know that Death Squad Connecticut's out there. There's another Death Squad out there that's repping fucking Senny. We got to get some motherfuckers in Colorado, some Montana. We got to get some black people in Harlem to get Death Squad fucking Harlem. We got to get some Chinese people for Death Squad Chinatown. You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
And fuck it up. Another thing I want to talk about here today before we forget, our dear friend Duncan.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Went to my doctor last week, Waxler, at Bob Hope. And they got a blood test, and it came back, you know, whatever, he had something wrong, and one of his nuts got cut off, and we went out to breakfast, me, him, and my wife, Thursday. He did the surgery Friday. I've spoken to him Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday, checking in. He's doing great. He wants to thank everybody for their thoughts and their prayers. You know, like I told him, he's unique. He's got one fucking nut now. Everybody wants to suck a dick with one nut. And what I told him to do was to get, like, a prosthetic. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
Get, like, one that pops out. So when a chick sucks his dick, he just pops a nut out. And the chick's like, what happened? You sucked my fucking nut out. You know what I'm saying? But you can't go. You got to either have one that you leave in.
Yeah, I think you have to sew it up. I don't think you can pop it out.
Yeah, you can't pop it out. That'd be the whole thing, to pop it out. Like, you know, like you can either go for one nut to two nuts, depending on where you're going. You know, I don't know. But my man from BallCancerSucks.com is going to call up and tell us some things to look out for. I know a lot of guys listen to, and women can get clit cancer and shit like that, so it's not a funny subject. I just want you guys to pay attention and maybe go get checked out. And
yeah,
he caught it fucking at the right time. So he did a blood test, and there was nothing else left in his blood, and he was saying that it was the easiest one to control. That Lance Armstrong, when he finally realized, when he was spitting blood and his lungs and all that shit, that at least that was the easiest one to control. So my thoughts and prayers with Duncan Trussell. He's doing fine. And I'm going to thank you motherfuckers. Twitter, Facebook, all you guys. You guys have made Death Squad have the best year of our lives. It's because of you. You know, you guys always talk about, oh, thank you for inspiring us and blah, 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 blah. You motherfuckers inspire the shit out of me in the morning because I got to be on top of my fucking game on a daily. I got to come out with a joke for you or something. You got to scratch your pussy. You got to finger bang your own asshole. Put a firecracker in your pussy and call the chick next door. Something. You got to come up with something for you cocksuckers, you know. But it's Monday, bitches, and it's funny because every week I like to do a movie or music or something, and me and Lee were talking. And I got an email that was really interesting. Well, wait, let me give some shout-outs here, because I know I love you motherfuckers always. Warren Gifford over in Dublin, Ireland, I love you motherfuckers. The C Project, where's my man? Steven Aloysius for making this fucking poster. And I always give love to the main artist out there, Mike Maxwell. and be Leaf Girl with those sexy fucking feet. Antoine Salazar, Josh Silva, Izzy Rock, I hear you, cocksucker. Darren Haddock, Rice Crawford, Mark Hard, Tank Sanchez, got a hard-on for life. One of the best fucking tweets I've read all fucking year. A hard-on for life, motherfuckers. Ever since he's listening to the church. And that's how you have to be. You have to get a hard-on to wake up in the morning. That's a beauty. I never fucking thought about it that way. Some guys wake up in the morning, get a hard-on, turn over, fuck you. When I wake up in the morning, I got a hard-on for fucking life. I wish there was somebody in the shower so I could fucking stab him in there. You know what I'm saying? That's how you're supposed to wake up in the morning. Hit me, I'm all fired up, a little trampled underfoot. Led Zeppelin, Physical Graffiti, one of the finest fucking albums put out there. We're going to have to cover it one of these days. Every time I hear this song, I want to go out there and stab somebody. Hit me, Lee. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Talk about love. Oh shit, crank it, Lee. Dance, Uncle Joey. Oh shit. Oh shit. Oh shit. Mama left you. Pop the voice. Oh my goodness.
Talk about love. You're fired up today.
Talk about love. Monday, cocksucker. If the world ends on Friday, did you live it? Did you accomplish your fucking mission?
Probably not.
Did you accomplish your mission? Sure you did. You got a nice smile. You love your mother. You're a nice person. You're not in fucking prison. All of you. It's 4 days fucking left. Did you accomplish your mission? Did you read all the books? Just in case.
Yeah.
Just in fucking case.
Now, because you grew up religious, do you get nervous at all? Because a lot of religious stuff talks about that.
Listen, bro. The only religion I believe in is Ralph's Supermarket. You ever go to Ralph's, they don't fuck around. They always want their cash, don't they? They give you a couple dollars off here if you got a Ralph's card and coupons and points if you get gas and golf fucking. No, I believe in a lot of religions. This has nothing to do with religion. This has to do with belief. Am I going to believe in the Mayans and all this shit? I don't fucking know. But if it does, I'm prepared. We're on a mission. That's it. We're fucking done. We did it. I don't think the world's going to end. I think things are going to change. If you see what's been going on the last couple of years. Van Haben, I see you, bad motherfucker. If you see. And the Turk, Ali Faran, whatever his fucking name is. I see you too, cocksucker, on here. If you see the way things are going, you got to ask yourself a few questions. From Sandy to this thing that happened in Connecticut to the thing, you know, all these. I mean, the president said last night, this is the fourth time he's had to go to it. I couldn't figure out which. But
yeah.
Something's got to break somewhere along the line. And again, maybe they're going to put security in theaters and in malls.
They're going to have to. I was talking to my mom because right when it happened, I had to call my mom. Because I just knew she would be killed.
She's a school teacher?
No. She's just my mom. And I just knew. As soon as she picked up the phone, she was already crying.
You've got to have that. You know, you have to have empathy. And you know, when you called the other day, you surprised the hell out of me. You go, how's your wife taking it? And it's something that you sit there, and I don't want to talk about this shit on the podcast, but you have to, because it's what we do. We're interpreting what's going on socially, you know, and I don't like to hear about this shit, Lee. There's a lot of shit I can tolerate. Like, my wife likes watching Law & Order SVU. I can't stand that shit. I can't stand rape. I don't want to hear about it. In the world I live in, I want to make believe that that kind of shit doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the world with this stuff, you know. And people want to blame guns, by the way. Let me tell you something. Do you know that from the ages of 7 to about 11, Lee, I had guns around me at all times? Do you know that I had a stepfather at night? Like, I never talked about this. On Testicle Testaments, I cover Juan. But I never really get deep, deep, deep into Juan. Juan wasn't a... Juan was not a weapons freak like you see these idiots. First off, Juan shot motherfuckers. I seen him shoot. I actually saw Juan shoot somebody when I was 8 on 148th Street between Broadway and Riverside. I seen him shoot a guy in the leg one time. I knew Juan's temper. I seen him smack people twice. I seen him bit slap somebody. I seen him pull a fucking gun on people. I saw Juan pull it. His weapon of choice was a fucking knife anyway.
Yeah.
He was a knife type of guy anyway. He used to carry these wooden knives, these wooden case knives called 007 in the 70s. It had to be 6-7 fucking inches.
Yeah.
And he carried a straight razor. When I used to go to Juan as a kid, hey, I can't sleep, he would give me a gun with a silencer. And I would go upstairs and I would never even touch the trigger. And I'm sure there weren't bullets in it. But I would sleep at night with a gun with a silencer next to me.
Jesus Christ.
You know, guys, I was fucking disturbed when my mother died. When everything that happened to me after Dominic Special died and fucking Anthony Balzano died, dog, my head was somewhere else. I hated life. I wanted to get back at God, but I never thought of taking innocent people with me. I would never think of anything like that. So please, stop saying this gun control shit. I had guns all over me growing up. I had guns all over me growing up, guys. I had alcohol. I don't drink today. Like, I can't stand the fucking drink. The taste, when I was doing blow, I would drink. I had booze around me. My mother had a bar. We had a downstairs in the basement. So every fucking bottle that came into the bar, we got one for the house. You follow me? So there was all those bottles in the house. Till this day, I don't fucking drink. I think sometimes when they put stuff out there in front of you and you become accessible to it, you don't want it later on.
Oh, yeah, that always happens.
My mother also did drugs, and I ended up doing drugs because, sure, my hero did fucking drugs. Elvis was a hero to so I got, from my point of view, that's how I think about it. A lot of people don't know. I was surrounded with fucking pieces. Juan had a piece everywhere he went. So let's say Juan came over here to visit you every day. In that flower patch, he would have a 45 out there, just in case. Yeah. Just in case. If he went to your father's house, the Dick Syatt in Florida, cocksucker, eating chocolate chip cookies, we're going to see you for February. If he went to your father's house, he would give your father a gun to hold. Let's say if your father was a decent guy, a mailman, without a police record. That's the kind of shit this motherfucker would do.
Yeah, now, to play devil's advocate, like this, just for example, the same day, some guy in China went into a school and he stabbed 20 kids, but gun laws are stricter there, so no one died. They just got stabbed because he couldn't get a gun. Do you think maybe, is it possible that the reason why you never did that was because you had them around you, but you not only had them around you, but you respected them and you saw what they did? Like this kid, his mom had the guns, but I'm sure he never saw someone get shot before.
It's, you can't, I'm not a psychiatrist. I just, whenever I see these situations, I think of my fucking life. I see how I was surrounded with these weapons, and I doubt, well, what happened to me? How come, you know, there was a time when I wanted shit to fucking end, but I never thought of it. I don't know. And then when my mother died, I lived with Bobby Bender, and he was a cop. There was always pieces in the fucking house, and I always had a piece close fucking by, you know? It's just really weird, and it's a goddamn shame that it happened, and it had to happen this time of the year. You know, I hate this time of the year, and I tell people, when you've had a lot of shit as a kid, or whatever, if you had a lot of shit a lot of time, you know, if you had a marriage and you found your husband with another woman around the holidays, you always tend to hate the holidays. A lot of people, and I don't hate the holidays, I just feel that it's a lot of unnecessary pressure for a lot of people. It really is. Some people are broke, some people don't have a family, you know, it's a lot of unnecessary pressure. Mm-hmm. And man, I've been there. I felt fucking horrible some holidays. I was by myself. You know, I felt fucking horrible.
Because your mom died in October, November.
November.
So yeah,
but you know what? People made it better. Whenever you're feeling bad, go to your friend's house in the holidays. There's no animosity in the holidays. Nobody's watching if you showed up with gifts. If people are real and if you have real friends, Christmas isn't about presents or how big the fucking present is or the bottle you're bringing over, what clothes you got on. It's just hanging out together, man. I tell people that all the time. You know, I wish you were here for Christmas. You can hang out Christmas Eve if you like. I'm one of those guys.
Yeah.
You know, that Christmas isn't about, you know, Jimmy Burkle called here one time and we told the story about Kentucky. I told the stupid story about Kentucky. I was really high. And I used to go up there and rob lobster tails. And I remember Christmas, I'd have like 3 lobster tails, salami from Oscar Mayer. We made it work, bro, with what we had.
Yeah.
You make it work. You get a couple steaks, a couple lobster tails, and you cut them up like fucking Benihana, like a Mexican Benihana. Went to Benihana the other day. Fucking delicious. Took my wife there for the lunch special like a mutt. Fucking delicious.
I used to love that place.
I love Benihana. Not a Japanese in the fucking joint.
Oh, really?
You notice that they're all Mexicans. They only have a Japanese hostess, and she's hot. Everybody else is fucking, man. The guy don't even know his name. Like, he's Mexican. His name is Wang, but when you say Wang, he don't react to you. He reacts like Mario. Mario. Huh? No, it's Wang. You're fucking Mexican. Stop it. I see the Scotch tape on your eyes, cocksucker.
Oh, my God.
It's Monday the 17th, and you know what the best thing is, Lee?
What?
They can't fucking stop you. If you got a dream today, whatever the fuck you want to do, you want to quit smoking, you want to They cannot stop you. I didn't tell this to people. I told this. I don't know if you know this. I haven't been smoking reef. I've been smoking the vapor pen, and I eat edibles like a motherfucker. I got stoned again last night. Oh my God! I went to the Laugh Factory driving on the 710. I don't even know how I made it. I was driving like Lee. I was doing 30 in the fucking off ramp. You know what I'm saying? I was fucking high last night, Lee, and I love it. I'm trying to save my lungs a little, folks. A little vapor pen, a little fucking edible here and there. Today's Monday. I got to go to an audition. I got to get bang on the way back. I'll probably stop and get a bang. But I got a lady who owns an edible company, a good one, calling up on fucking Wednesday.
Oh, cool.
Tell us about yeah. I met her over at this. They had like a Tupperware type thing, this wheat's at Divine Wellness. By the way, people, if you go to Divine Wellness on Lancashire and you buy a fucking Bang chocolate bar and you tell them I need a Beauty and the Beast shirt, they've got some vintage Beauty and the Beast shirts. Go over to Divine Wellness and get your Beauty and the Beast shirt. Tell them Joey Diaz sent you. Or if you go to NoHo Organic and you get a fucking vapor pen or a vapor tube or a joint or a lollipop or whatever the fuck they're selling that day, and you tell them Joey Diaz sent you, they too have a Beauty and the Beast commemorative collective edition shirt. Who's better than fucking Uncle Joey? Always thinking of you cocksuckers. You see what I'm saying?
Oh shit.
Girl Scout cookies. I'm gonna have to switch this motherfucker up to a Blue Dream today. That's how I'm feeling, Lee. You know what I'm saying? Shit. And I want you motherfuckers to have a beautiful day out today too, man. Yep, so we got all the bad shit out of the way. The kids, Duncan, look at my fucking cats. They're waiting for my wife. The doctor told my wife to make sure she had everything done this weekend.
Oh, you think so? Mm-mm. You told me. I asked you about Friday, and you're like, oh, it's going to happen this week.
It's going to happen this week. I'm very happy for my wife. I'm starting to get adjusted to it. Yeah, I was scared for a couple weeks. And I got to tell you, sometimes when I drive, I just pull over and cry, man. I think about my wife.
Really?
Yeah, I'm worried about my wife and all this, man. I don't know if I can handle seeing my wife sweating with blood coming out of her fucking monkey and shit. I don't think I can handle that shit. I love this woman too much. I love my little white woman, dog. I love my wife. Love my little Irish broad, though.
I noticed it this morning because, I mean, usually when we do the podcast, you're getting ready. But, like, for a while, you've been a little bit nervous. Like, I mean, obviously, you have a kid coming.
Sure.
But today you were joking around with her. So I think it's finally hitting you that it's going to happen. And you might as well enjoy it.
Listen, man, you know, I worry about my friends. I worry about you. I worry about Duncan. That's why I want, you know, I usually... You know, you can only worry so much. I'm not one of these fake guys that has to post it on Facebook and, oh, my God. And you don't have to do none of that shit. You know, you call people, you go down there, you talk to them. I worry about all my friends. I worry about Felicia. I worry about Rogan. I worry about Ari. You know, I always yell at you motherfuckers. I always got something to say about you guys about staying out late or drinking and driving. I really do because it's the truth. I know how fast life changes when you've lost a friend. You can't bring them the fuck back. You know, you never want to go visit your friend at a hospital in this lifetime. You never want to go to a fucking funeral and visit your friend in a casket. You just don't.
Yeah.
You just fucking don't, man. Life is too fucking shit. You just don't, you know? So I worry about all of you as I went down and we went to breakfast with Duncan and I bust his balls. Because, you know, listen, man, when people got cancer or any sickness, they don't want people playing fucking... If you're sickly, you want people coming over with that puppy look on their face with fucking priests showing up and singing Christian songs. Fuck no, Lee. You want people to come over and look at you and say, what's up, dog? You want to do a bump of coke? You want me to get a chick down here to suck that other nut out of your fucking pee hole? You want the chick to suck your ass? Or you're on your, you know, whatever, man. You know, you want to take their mind away from it. People are fucking nervous.
Yeah.
And it's your friends who come in to save you because they have to put a tough face on. You know, they come into a place and they see you tied up with tubes or whatever the fuck you're tied up with. They don't deserve to see that. You know, one of the real reasons I got off a blow wasn't because, oh, I wanted to be healthy, I wanted to prove a point or whatever, because I never wanted my wife to pick me up off the fucking floor. I never wanted it. Can you imagine this sweet girl coming out to get a donut one night, and there I am on the floor, green, with my fucking arm green? Nobody needs that in life. If I'm going to go out, we're all going to fucking die, but I don't expect, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want this horror show to ever last to somebody else's life. And sometimes a lot of people have a death wish to get back at them. Fuck that shit. Live your fucking life. It's a beautiful motherfucking day to be alive. Is it the call?
We got one. We got something coming in.
Okay. What's up, baby?
Hey, Joey. How you doing?
Good. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. I'm good.
Talk to me. How are you? Talk to me, cocksucker. What's going on in your world?
Well, still depressed about this thing that happened Friday, to be completely honest with you.
Okay.
That's kind of a bad deal. But then also hearing from Duncan about testicular cancer, that's a big deal in my world as well. You know, it hits home just because we're trying to get the word out as best we can.
Now so, tell these people who you are and what you do. Start from the beginning, Tarzan.
Okay. I'm Jeremy. I'm in Southwest Missouri. I started a charity called BallCancerSucks.com. We are raising awareness for testicular cancer. That's the idea. We sell funny shirts, so it makes it lighthearted. We want people to realize that testicular cancer, talking about it or telling your buddies to make sure they get checked, or if your wife or girlfriend tells you, you do it once a month because it's important. Testicular cancer has almost 100% survivability if you catch it in stage one. It needs to be checked once a month, every month, and if you feel anything abnormal in your ball sack, you call your doctor and you go get it checked out. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm working with a kid who's 17 years old here in my community, and he has stage 4 testicular cancer, 17. He's been taking chemotherapy, having surgery, and radiation for almost a year now. And the sad thing is, if he would have caught it in stage 1, it wouldn't have been an issue. It would be a hiccup in his world, and then he would move on, and he would remember it, but it wouldn't be as traumatic or life-changing an event as it is now, because it waited so long to get found. Men out there, make sure you do your duty and check yourself. There'll be one man today that will die from testicular cancer in the United States alone. There'll be almost 9,000 new cases this year of testicular cancer. I bet you if you asked Duncan 6 months ago or even 3 weeks ago, testicular cancer wasn't even on his radar. But he did the right thing. He felt something abnormal, and he went to see the doctor, and you know that they're taking care of the situation, and he's taking it day by day, and hopefully everything works out well for him.
Well, he got the blood test. I spoke to him. I've been monitoring him since Thursday or Wednesday, because I got to tell you something, Jeremy. I was having dinner or lunch, and he called me. You know, you're involved in your world. And he called me, and I said, I'll call you tonight. We'll do the podcast. And he goes, oh, by the way, I have cancer in my nuts. And I laughed. I laughed with him. We giggled, and I said, I'll call you back. And an hour later, I go, what the fuck did he just say to me? Like, it was one of those things. We're like, what the? And I called him back, and he goes, yeah, I went to your doctor, and he said I had to go get checked out. And right away, Jeremy, I swear to my mother, I thought of you. And then when we went to That's eat good. Breakfast Thursday morning, I said, listen, after this whole thing's over with, I'm going to connect you with my buddy from Ball Cancer. You guys got to talk about this. And 2 days later, you were on top of it. So I just wanted you to call and really explain to people the process.
Yeah. I mean, guys, it's simple. And it sounds a little goofy, and you're going to smile, and you're going to chuckle or say, what's this guy talking about? But in the shower's the best time. I have to set a reminder for myself. I deal with testicular cancer issues every day, either researching or posting up on my blog or information. It's just feel around. I mean, it's goofy as it sounds. You think, oh yeah, I'll know if I've got cancer in my balls. No, you feel around. If it's something abnormal, like you've got feels like a BB underneath the skin. That's the first telltale sign. That's what most testicular cancer is found. You've got a sore ball. Okay, so maybe you hit it on something or you sat down on it wrong. But if it persists, you got to go see your doctor. You're not going to be thought of as less of a man if you go to your doctor and say, hey, can you check out my balls? I got something wrong.
Jeremy, a couple fucking years ago, probably 7-8 years ago, I was fooling around my wife. And it was a true story. I was fooling around my wife at like 5 in the morning. And we turned on the lights, and there was blood everywhere. And I usually don't tell this story. And it had come in my nutsack, like it was come, mixed with dark blood. And, I mean, I went right to the fucking 8:30 doctor the next day. And the doctor said that maybe you sat on it or something. He gave me a test, and I was fine. Even me, who's a big-time pussy of doctors, even after I started communicating with you on the sponsorship level, I went a few times in those 3 or 4 months that we were talking for 3 or 4. Every time I go to the doctor, I think of you. So, and I get the finger in the ass. Yeah, now, you said about women. What besides the breast cancer, can women get something down below also? I mean, I'm not really...
I'm not for certain about that. That's how we got involved, though, is October of 2011, you know, sitting around with my friends watching a football game, and every football player had pink on. Pink shoes, pink socks, pink gloves, pink towels, and, you know, it's the breast cancer awareness issue with all the pink is really powerful, and we thought, you know what? What about us? There's we always joke about our balls and all that, and it's, there's got to be something that needs to be done. And sure enough, you know, there are a few charities out there that are working with raising awareness for testicular cancer, and we are not in that competitive nature with them whatsoever. We prefer to work with them and make, as long as somebody's getting the money to help raise the awareness, that's what we're looking for. Because you got to check your balls. I set a reminder once a month to make sure I do it. And like I was saying, I'm involved in this every day. I still have to set a reminder.
And you check them out yourself, okay, or you go to a doctor once a month?
I check them myself once a month in the shower. The best way, you know, you get them all hot and sweaty and they hang down, you can get the best feel for them. You reach around, feel them there, see if you can feel anything abnormal, abnormal lump, feels like a BB, really sore, something. Then if there's anything that strikes you as odd, you go see your doctor.
Is there
anything
pain?
In your normal checkup or you go to the doctor, have them say, hey, can you check this out for me?
Is there pain, Jeremy?
Yeah, there can be. Sometimes it can be painless. That's the nature of the beast, though. The 17-year-old kid, stage 4, it didn't start hurting until stage 4. He had a lower back issue. So he's had his lymph nodes removed, he's had one testicle removed, and they're working on his liver right now. I mean, and he's 17 years old. He's got his whole life to live. And all because he didn't know to check. He didn't check his balls. I mean, if he would have checked them sooner, he would have caught it sooner, and then there would be less issues. And that's all we're asking.
You know, it's
tell
fucking
your wife
crazy.
To remind you. Tell your wife to check it for you. I mean, it doesn't make any difference as long as you're doing it.
And I'm going to tell you something. It's crazy, but in the last year, I've met two comics. Duncan and my friend Justin Claudel, a comic, a great kid. Him and his mother, what the fuck was her name now? Karma came to one of my shows, and I had been talking with him on Facebook. So, guys, in 1 year, I've met two people who've had the nut cancer. So this is fucking serious.
Yeah.
And what they were saying, what Duncan was saying, it was that didn't spread, you know, that even if it would have spread into his lungs or something, it's a cancer that's very treatable. He was talking about Lance
it
Armstrong,
is.
That when Lance Armstrong found out he was bleeding from his mouth, like he was spitting up blood and lungs, and they still took care of his situation. So it's no fucking taboo,
yeah.
Correct, Jeremy? I mean, there's nothing fucking wrong with it. It happens every goddamn day.
No. Check it. Check it. And, yeah, and like you're saying, it is super treatable, especially the stage one. I mean, it's super easy to treat. And as the stages progress, obviously, it spreads to more. But it is a very treatable disease that you can get. If you're the one who's going to be the first line of defense. As long as you're checking yourself, then you're going to be... feel confident that you know that you're checking once a month, every month, and then, you know, if there's something abnormal, just go see your doctor. I mean, they're the best eye, and they'll know exactly, like, no, sorry, you know, there's nothing there, or, yeah, let's go get this checked out, just to be on the safe side. And then you'll feel confident knowing that you've checked once a month, every month, and it's a no-brainer. So, you know, and tell somebody else about it, too. Just spread the word, because it can be a life-changing event if you aren't diligent and check every month. I mean, Duncan, bless him, got checked and you know, felt something abnormal, got checked, and he's going to be fine. But there are people, like I said earlier, one man today will die from testicular cancer in the United States.
And what's your webpage and your information over there? Let the people know about your webpage and the T-shirts. Let them know everything, Jeremy. I don't want nobody else in the church having this problem ever fucking again.
Okay, Joey, there you go to ballcancersucks.com. We got shirts there, men's and women's shirts. They're funny. They're made to create a dialogue. If somebody looks at it and smiles, they'll think about it. That's what we want. You know, I'm here in the Midwest, and talking about ball cancer is a little taboo. Well, we try to flip that on edge and make it funny. They're not really that edgy. They're just funny, just to make somebody smile. I'll tell you, every time I wear one of my ball cancer sucks shirts out in public, people always smile. I always get a comment or, hey, what's that say on the back? And, you know, we've got lots of different designs, and they're all super comfortable shirts. And, you know, I sent Joey some. I sent Joe Rogan a couple. So, guys, if you want to support us, ballcancersucks.com. Check it out. We've got shirts. We ship them out every day. And get the awareness out there so that just like Joy said, nobody else has to suffer from this. And they get it caught early and get it dealt with, and they can be like Duncan and live a happy, fulfilled life and not have to continually go through situations because of ball cancer.
And if you get it caught early, what's the recovery period that you've heard? And do people have to get chemo? Is there just a surgery? I mean...
Usually a surgery. They're going to go in, they're going to remove the cancerous testicle. And there's nothing wrong with that. You can still have kids. It's not an issue. I was posted an article to my blog the other day about a guy in England who had testicular cancer. He caught it 4 times. And it's absurd. That's like getting struck by lightning twice. I mean, it's just something that doesn't happen. But he's still able to have kids after that because they were small tumors in his testicle. After he had his first one removed, they went and removing the tumors from his testicle, the one that he had left, and he was still able to have kids. So don't worry about something like that. You're still going to be a man, even if you have one ball. It doesn't matter. At least you're going to be alive to talk about it.
And you know, like I was telling Duncan last night, can you imagine if they had like a, you know, Duncan, I was just telling the Flying Jew, my main man, Lee Syed, he's also in studio, that I called Duncan last night. We were laughing our fucking asses off because I asked him, did you get your dick sucked yet? And he was, you know, I go, did you go for a blowjob yet? Because I go, I would love to have a fake testicle that you could put in and take out. You know, he said that there's only one that you could put in. But wouldn't it be great if some chick is sucking your fucking shaft and you pop that fucking nut out in the air like a fucking... And she's like, what happened? Nothing. You sucked my nut out. That's how good you are. Can you imagine? But you can't get those. So just to add some light on it, man.
That's pretty funny.
You know what happened with me? You know, I got big nuts naturally. And about 3 years ago, I something happened that I'm taking a shit or something. I'm playing with my nuts. I'm screaming. That's when also you could feel your nuts. Listen, you have to catch this ball. And don't say once a month to these guys, Jeremy. When you wash, if you take 2 showers a day and you wash those nuts good and you squeeze those motherfuckers in the shower and finger bang your asshole, that whole area, you'll see if there's a lump down there or pain. Don't say once a month. If you wash those balls, you'll be on top of it because you'll say, fuck, this lump wasn't here yesterday. Am I lying to you, Jeremy?
No, you're telling the truth, Joey.
What the fuck? So when you wash your nuts on a daily, check those motherfuckers. They're your lifeline. You don't ever want to go life without fucking your nuts or whatever. So ever since I've came contact with you, I check my nuts every day. And every time I go to the doctor, I just show it to him. Just take a look, doc. Sniff these motherfuckers. Feel them around. Put them in your mouth. Do something. Earn that degree, you fuck. It's $120 a fucking house call. For 40, I can have a black chick with a missing eye suck my dick. And I can give her a bazooka bubble gum or some shit. But I thought I thought I had the nut cancer, and I was watching TV one night, and they were on there talking about it, and they said that no, that every man has one nut bigger than the other one because it reflects whether he's a righty or a lefty. How fucked up is that? That's a true story. When I went on Alex Jones for a long time, I thought I had it, Jeremy. And I wasn't going to, this is how much of a pussy I was at the time. I'm like, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm not going to say, and I would look at my balls at night. I'd see the veins in there. And I go, I'm telling you, this ball looks veiny on the right side here. And one night I'm watching Discovery, and they're talking about the human body and men. And they're like, facts that men don't know is that the fucking right nut is bigger than the left nut. If you're a lefty, then your left nut's bigger. Anyway, who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? I'm just...
Yeah, there's going to be a variance in size for sure, but if you notice one... I mean, you know which one's bigger or which one's smaller on yourself, and if you notice a change in that, the changes in the testicles... I mean, you've been around your boys your whole life, so you know what to expect from them, and if something's different, that's the first red flag you need to start investigating.
Now, let me ask
you... Okay, sometimes your balls get sore. So if they're sore for a day, that's the one thing. But if they're continually sore, you got to go to the doctor. Got to go get that checked out.
Would it hurt anywhere else down there? Well, like your helmet shaft, like around the shaft? Would that hurt at all?
There is penile cancer. You can get penile cancer, but we specialize just in the balls because that's the most common one. It's the highest... fastest raising cancer in men 18 to 34. That's the general numbers, but as more research that I've done and get involved with more people, then you start telling the kids whenever they hit puberty. One thing is that they've noticed is an undescended testicle as a child. You know, they come in and have surgery just so that the ball drops into the bag, all right. Well, that is a precursor to testicular cancer. The kids that have undescended testicles, if you had an undescended testicle as a kid, you need to be checking every day, like Joey said, for sure, without a doubt.
What's undescended testicles?
Because you are the highest risk.
What are those?
Say that again?
What are undetected testicles?
An undescended testicle is your ball doesn't drop out of your lower abdomen whenever you're a little boy. So it doesn't drop into your ball sack. So you'll have one ball in there and the other one still stuck up inside of you from whenever you were being born. They don't drop right. Well, then that's not an uncommon issue. And there's a real simple surgery that they go in and they make a little more room and they get the ball down in the bag, all right. Well, the issue is that those are people who had undescended testicles are a higher risk of testicular cancer. So though, if you had that as a kid, there's nothing to be ashamed about. It's not a problem, but you need to be diligent in checking. You know, just like Joey said, he was being a pussy about not going to the doctor. Well, that's not an option. He knows better than that now, and hopefully you guys hearing this right now will make you rethink that decision to be a pussy. You know what? I'm going to go to the doctor. I'm going to get checked out. It's not worth losing a ball for. It's not worth having my life flipped on end for.
You know, I had, Jeremy, I had SAG level one insurance, which is like basically going into the hospital, taking your clothes off and say, somebody sucked my dick. That's how good that insurance was. And I've had it ever since 1997 when I got the first Taco Bell commercial with the dog. When I first moved here, that was my first claim to fame. I booked the first one and made a ton of money. And do you know, I didn't actually go to the doctor on that insurance till maybe 2003. Like, I was petrified.
Wow.
And over the years, like this year alone, Jeremy, honest, I've probably taken 8 blood tests. That's more blood tests than I took from the age of 15 to fucking 40. I don't even think I took a blood test. I wouldn't go to the doctor. I would not go to the doctor if it came to needles. Fuck you. I just got my blood taken out, and I got to go again next Monday to Waxler to get it taken out. So if I could do this, guys, please do that. And now, Jeremy, because I swear to God, I just went to the doctor the other day, and I have this fungi on my skin from, like, I have really sensitive skin. But I went to the doctor because I started rubbing my nuts too much. It was getting itchy down there. And when I was there, I showed him the rash, and I go, Doc, take a look at the nuts. I got any cancer in there? And he even giggled. He goes, now everybody's doing it. So please, if I'm a fucking pussy and I go, you got to go. Go get it checked out. Any other lumps anyway you should be looking for, Doc?
We're looking for balls. And you guys, you got to be diligent about it too. I mean, it's going to be the size of a BB, so it's going to be hard. You'll notice, you know, your ball's a little squishy. You squish too hard and it hurts. But if you notice a BB sized lump or mass or anything that's hard, a hardened part of your ball, then you need to go to the doctor. You need to get out of the shower, dry off, call your doctor, and make an appointment. I mean, that is a serious sign. So, you know, Joey said every day in the shower, just as you're washing them, feel them. I mean, it can take 30 seconds. That's it. And what's 30 seconds for the rest of your life? I mean, it really can change your life if you catch it early. So, Joey, I appreciate you, brother. Thank you for
Bro, thank you. Once Duncan told me, I thought of you, and I'm going to exchange numbers with you guys, and I love you, and thank you. And what's the webpage they go to?
TheBallCancerSucks.com.
And get a shirt, donate a dollar, do whatever the fuck you need to do. You get what do you guys? You guys don't have pink ribbons. You got like fucking big black ribbons with one fucking nut hanging.
The ribbon color for ball cancer is periwinkle, but we don't put many ribbons on there because nobody knows what the colors are except.
And what's fucking periwinkle? What's that, like a green or something like that?
Yeah, it's a purpley pink color.
No, you don't want to put that shit. You want to put some big black fucking nuts with an eye on it. You know what I'm saying? Just so we know what the fuck you're all doing. Right. Brother, thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Send Duncan my best.
You absolutely. And we'll talk. And thank you very much for taking the time. I know it's early in the motherfucking show me state, brother. Stay black.
All right. Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
This is what I'm talking about, people. You got to take care of yourself. You got to take care of your nuts. That's what, you know, before I was fucking around with Omnit, I was going on other websites and buying different products. And I'm a big protein guy because I know we don't need enough protein. You need 150 grams of protein to really grow muscles and recover and And that's why I like the Onnit products. You know, I always tell people that when I got the knee surgery, I brought protein powder from GNC, which I really did.
Mm-hmm.
The $60 fucking thing from GNC. And I did leg squats, and that's how I got my wife pregnant, you know. So the protein powders work. Take care of yourself, people. You know, I don't give a fuck if you're a fat fuck. I'm a fat fuck. But I try to be healthy. I try to do something good for myself every day. An apple. You know, you want a sandwich, you want a donut, go get two of those fucking crunchy fucking apples, man. You'll shit nice the next morning. You know, at least stop drinking soda. It takes one step at a time to get healthy. And I'll tell you guys, I'm the biggest fucking pussy in the world. And I do it. I do it. You know why? For you guys. So I don't let you motherfuckers down. I mean, you don't let me down, I don't let you down. I don't want to read on Twitter that one of you is sick or whatever. That's how I became friends with my friend. That's how I became friends with Justin Claudel. You know, he told me he had the nut cancer, blah, 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 blah. So all we could do is tell you motherfuckers to take care of yourself. That's it, Lee.
That's it.
That's it. You go for what the fuck you want to do, and you take care of yourself, because all you got is you. And that's, Lee, I swear to God, I wouldn't go to the doctor at all, dog, at all. I would have fucked up teeth, and I would rip them out with a plier.
Oh, Jesus.
I had done, honey, I got no fucking teeth in the back. That thing that's missing, that's a wrench in a hotel room as a comic.
Oh, really?
Trying to rub cocaine on it, and getting infected, getting a fucking, a thing that you squeeze it, and pus comes out. You have no fucking idea how scared I was now. Now, because I got the general who fucking drives me to you know,
the general.
My wife will drive me. But it's fucking crazy. I was driving myself to the blood test the other day, and I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. 10 years ago, I wouldn't have gone to no fucking blood test on my own. Somebody had to follow me in a car, or a cop had to come with me, or some shit. So I understand, or maybe you don't have fucking insurance. It's no excuse, man. Obamacare's in full effect. There's anybody will give you a fucking blood test, so please, just take care of yourself a little bit. Today, you know what? Drink water today. Tomorrow, don't eat bread. Wednesday, take a walk around the block. It's that fucking easy. That's how easy it is, and I'm a fat fuck, dog. I'm a fat... You know what I feel? I feel like some fucking music, Lee. Can you play a little fucking Hector Lavoe for your Uncle Joey today? A little something Spanish for these motherfuckers today, because something's in the air. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if Bert Kreischer is going to call. I'd like for that motherfucker to call. Let me give him a call just to get you guys some flavor. His podcast was number one for like a fucking year on there. Did you see that last week?
I did. Do you like Agua Nile? Is that a good song?
What's that?
Agua Nile.
What is it?
Agua Nile.
Nah, nah, nah. Todo tiene su final. T-O-D-O-T-I-E-N-E.
S-U-F-I-N. It was funny watching you forget what you were spelling.
You better call, cocksucker. These people are waiting for you. You better call me, cocksucker. Yeah, I text you the number this morning. Yeah, call in 5 minutes. We'll be ready for you. All right. Speed it up a little bit to the middle and shit there so we can really get down. Speed it up to the middle there with the Maracas and the Puerto Rican. You know those dancers are non-union on Telemundo, right? Those motherfuckers don't even stop for water. No. Here we go. Kick it. Todo tiene su final. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Hector, for the Puerto Ricans out there. Move, move, cocksucker. Let me see you wiggle for Uncle Joey. Go, but you're a flying Jew. Do it, baby. Oh, shit. This is Eddie Palmieri on the piano, but usually it would be the fucking real Jew, Larry Harlow and Julio con Salsa. You understand me? That's how we do it here. We give you white music. We give you salsa on a Monday. We give you Bert Kreischer. Bert Kreischer's podcast was number one for like a fucking month on iTunes, right? People kept hitting me up on Twitter that it was crazy. I don't remember the conversation. I don't remember nothing. All I remember is being fucked up on edibles. It was Thanksgiving Day or the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was the day after Thanksgiving, and I could hear it in your voice because I'm used to it, but it was just, you were just sitting there, and like you forgot you were talking, and oh my, I was dying laughing.
Dog, on those edibles, I get fucked up, dog. I really do. I love it. I love to get high with you people and try to fucking write different shit and get crazy, you know.
And you like torturing people. Like, I mean, his father's nice, but he's like a whiter guy. And I think you just like, because you do it to me. You call me up and you just torture me. And you think, I think it's like how you get your rocks off or something. You love it.
Let me tell you something. There's no torture when I talk to you. You know I love you to fucking
death. No, in a good way.
To do, listen, the other day my man Ali Baz down in Australia, one of the original motherfuckers has been around for a while.
Yeah.
Said to me that he loves that I'm giving you street smarts. And I thought about that. And I go, you know what? It's not street smarts. It's there's no such thing as fucking street smarts. Street smarts is just a little common sense and mixed with balls, sprinkled with balls. That's what street smart is. It's overrated. And you're such a sweetheart of a fucking guy. I don't mean to break your balls or whatever, but I have to because, you know, I don't want you at a bar and jumping up and down fucking New England. You got to be slinging dick in the back. Friday's a big moment for you. We're going to have a chick fart in your face. Now, you don't understand the principles of this move here. We're going to tape the chick coming in, backing up.
Yeah.
She's going to suck your dick a little bit, and then she's going to blow a fart in your face. We're not going to show the fart. We're going to tape it. We're going to slow it down. Like, did you see the UFC last week?
Yeah.
When they would punch each other and they'd see the sweat and the eyeballs. That's how it's going to be. We're going to see the particles coming out of her ass, hitting you in the face. The last guy she fought in their face went down. He didn't get knocked out. He just went down. We'll take pictures of you on the floor holding onto your face yelling.
She has a record.
Right? Because you'll be yelling and shit because after they fart in your face. And then we're going to tape all that stuff. And then we're going to put it on YouTube. And then we're going to sell you a pay-per-view event. You know how many people will pay $20 to see a chick? And we're going to have two chicks. We're going to have a chick with a big fucking ass that ate like a bunch of wings and nachos from Taco Bell. The whole fucking deal come and fart in your face. We're also going to get like a chick that weighs 103. What are you looking at me all upset about? I'm saying this is a party for you, Lee.
What do I have to do?
What, you're mumbling, you're stumbling like fucking, you're like Henry Hill in that scene, you know what I'm saying? You're worse than fucking Lou's, that's why I love you, but you just take the fart to the face like a soldier. So what, you have an eye patch, whatever, we'll make sure she has insurance if you want to sue her. If you're Jewish, you might want to fucking sue her for farting in your face. And then you go back, by next summer, you should be a millionaire. Then when the t-shirts come, fart in my face. They'll have a picture of you with a fucked up nostril. You know, maybe she'll cave your fucking nostril in. Lee, you have the world by the balls. Let me tell you something, people. You all have the motherfucking world by the balls, especially today. What the fuck are you gonna say? What the fuck, Lee? You're lucky. I'm not busting your balls. You're gonna be a millionaire for letting some chick fart in your face. Who's better than you?
Yeah, I know, and you get 10% of it.
10%. A measly 10%. I should be getting 20 just because I'm in that fucking union, but I'm going to look for 10. You make 2 mil, I make 200,000. That's nuts. You're getting your dick sucked in Belize. I'm paying fucking 100,000 on taxes. You follow me? So what's a measly 10%?
Yeah.
Measly.
How dare I?
How dare you? That's right. You fucking cocksucker. You know, it's funny because every week I either play a... is that my man?
This is Bert.
What's up, buddy? You bad motherfucker, you. How are you, my friend?
Yo, what are you doing?
You know me over here doing the church of what's happening now, thinking about you. Where are you?
I'm in Denver. I'm so glad you called me because I literally was about to oversleep and miss my flight.
See what I'm saying? What time is your flight in?
Yeah. I'm supposed to get a card in 30 minutes, and I was sound asleep. I got so hammered last night. Oh, my God, Joey.
You got hammered last night?
I took a shot. Oh, I took a shot that had a scorpion in it.
A fucking scorpion in it?
Yeah, a scorpion. Like a straight-up scorpion. I said it late. I go, they said, you want a scorpion shot? I was like, yeah. And then they pull out a tackle box, and she pulls a scorpion out of it. And I go, oh, it's got a scorpion in it? She's like, yeah. I was like, I thought it didn't know that's what it was called. She goes, yeah, scorpion shot. I go, where do you get the scorpion? This bitch goes, out of a cave. I go, no, I meant like, are they safe? She's like, I don't know. She put it in the fucking drink.
That is crazy. Where were you, Mexico?
No, I'm in fucking Colorado.
Holy shit. That's right. They don't fuck around. They put everything in your drinks. That fucking, that scorpion ate the roofie. You know what I'm saying?
Joey, I was shooting a pilot for Travel Channel, and I went one morning to go to this bar, the Three Lions, and they're like, we're going to watch the British people play soccer. You know, like, it's all Brits in this bar, and it's all soccer fans. I'm not a soccer fan, so I didn't know a fucking thing about it. But we get there early in the morning, and the guy goes, this Brit goes, would you like a brug? And I was like, what's a brug? And he goes, it's a beer with a bit of egg in it. And I was like, what? He goes, it's like a beer with a bit of egg. It's a morning beer. It's like a morning beer. And I was like, sure, yeah, give me a fucking brug. Joey, they crack a fucking raw egg in a beer and just you drink it.
I'll tell you, that'll get you on point, though. That's what you need this morning, cocksucker.
Yeah.
A fucking beer. You need a beer with an egg in it, some bacon, a steak, some potatoes, some hemorrhoid accident, you know, the whole fucking deal. Thank you for putting
like
me on your...
fucking Rocky.
Thank you for putting me on your podcast. That thing is a fucking monster, you know what I'm saying?
Well, dude, that was the best. The best is, I told you this last night, but some kid... that's like the young comic that I'm working with in Denver. He goes, I listened to your first podcast. Who played Joey? I said, what? He goes, who's the Joey guy? I said, Joey. He goes, he's a real person? I said, yeah, he's a real person. He goes, shut up. I said, yeah. He goes, but how did you meet him? I go, he's a comedian. He goes, I could see him do stand-up? I was like, yeah, you can see him do stand-up. He's fucking hilarious. He goes, I thought that was like a character. I thought you had an actor doing that guy. I was like, no, he's a fucking person. He fucking lost his mind. Dude, I've got bigger responses from you on that podcast. You're the reason it got so many fucking downloads. I don't say a fucking word the entire podcast. People are like, I love your podcast. I go, no, you don't. You love fucking Joey. I go, you should live in the church of what's happening now. He does that every fucking day.
Let me tell you something. It was a treat to meet your father and mother. You have a beautiful fucking family, man. And your wife and your children.
Fucking, my dad, all his buddies, all his, like golf buddies, listen to it, and they fucking cannot stop telling him, "You're either getting your balls licked by an Asian, or you're a Puerto Rican waiting on the fifth of every month."
Oh my God, your poor father, and he's such. I mean, Bert, you're such a lucky guy. That's when I met you and I met your family, and I put it all together. I see where you get it from. It's really nice to see people's family. And I love your kids. Every time I think of my wife having a little girl, I think of your little daughter. That's my all-time favorite. That's my little princess. She's really going to show people what's going on when she gets older.
Oh, God, man. It's fucking so... I've fucking been on the road for like two and a half weeks. I'm coming home today.
Okay.
And it's like, I can't fucking wait.
And how long are you home for, buddy?
I'm home for a week.
You're going to stay home for Christmas and everything?
I'm home for Christmas, and then I go to Marco Island for New Year's. Wait. What are you and Joe doing the end of the year show, Ryan calendar show?
That's Friday. You're always welcome to stop by. That's Friday night.
I'm
going to
totally come by. I'm totally coming by. I want to see that.
Okay, I'm waiting on the birth of my daughter, so that'll be this week. I got no office left. I'm doing the podcast in my corner like a fucking mook, and I'm waiting on that. So I'm just here on high alert. I can't even stray far away. She told me last night. She gave me the orders last night. She doesn't even want me going to Irvine or anything until she has the kids. So
that's fucking, man, I'm fucking so excited for you, Joey. You have no idea. You have no idea, Joe. You're perfect for this fatherhood shit. Because you're already up at the crack of dawn. You're already going to be up, ready for a fucking baby. You got nothing to do at 6 in the morning other than podcast. You're going to do a podcast with a baby in your lap.
I am going to do a podcast with a baby on my fucking lap because I got no choice. You know, I love it. And you know what? I'm preparing for it. I'm putting... I sleep any fucking time I can now. Like, last night I wanted to stay up and I couldn't. I knew I was doing this podcast. I knew I'm getting ready. You know, I don't know when she's going to wake me up and tell me her water broke, you know?
Yeah.
You just never fucking know.
Leanne's water broke for Isla, and I had been drinking, and she had to drive. She had to drive herself and me to the hospital, so I was fucking hammered. It was like 2 in the morning. I was like, babe, I can't drive. She was like, what the fuck? I go, I think you're going to drive. I'll ride shotgun. Yeah.
You're a fucking interesting dude, Bert Kreischer. You're at Marco Island for New Year's. down in Florida.
Yeah, Mark Wahlert for New Year's, yeah.
And then you're around all week, so I'll see you somewhere this week. Maybe we'll get together with Duncan. You know about Duncan with the little nut cancer? He got it taken care of.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was like a fast thing.
I heard his podcast. I listened to his podcast to try to, like, you know, like, land in bed. I was like, oh, I'll throw in Duncan's podcast and kind of chill out. He starts it off like, I have cancer. I was like, motherfucker. And he texted me and he said something about it, but I thought he was fucking around. I didn't know he was serious.
That's what I thought when he hit me with it.
Yeah, I didn't know he was serious. He was like, yeah, I'm getting a nut cut off. Let's hang out Friday. I was like, sure, great. Are you going to keep it? And he was like, no, maybe. He's like, I don't know how it works. And I was like, I thought he was fucking around. God damn.
That's fucking crazy, man. So we got to take care of ourselves. That's the most important thing. We're at that age, and that's it. So hopefully I'll see you around the neighborhood this week. I can't fucking wait. I'm always happier when you guys are around. So I'll see you
this week. I'll give you a call today. I get in today, later today. Ari's coming over to podcast tonight. We're going to do a podcast with Ari. Let me know if you want to come by.
Yeah.
Hang out in the man cave.
Yeah, I'll come by for sure. I'll come by for sure. Absolutely.
All right, I'll give you a text and let you know what time Ari's coming over.
All right, thank you, man. Have a great day and a good flight. Thank you for calling in.
All right, brother. I love you. I'll talk to you later.
All right. So we got a good fucking podcast going today. We got you guys all right from, you know, I got to tell you, man, the Duncan thing. I spoke to Joe Saturday morning,
mm-hmm.
and I can hear it in his fucking voice. And I'm doing his podcast tomorrow, by the way. Tomorrow afternoon, I'm doing the Joe Rogan thing because he's releasing his DVD, the one we taped at the Tabernacle Theater.
Yeah, I saw
in Atlanta, so he'll be releasing that. So please support that. But, you know, I could hear Joe's and ask me if I'm still smoking. I guarantee he's going to go, you got to stop smoking.
And, you know, I haven't, and this isn't bullshit. I mean, I see you 2 or 3 times a week. I haven't seen you have one.
No, I don't even smoke no more. That's it. I'm done. Once I change my mind on something, I don't want this happening to me, and I don't want to get sick with a baby in the house. I don't want to get sick with my wife and see you, me in the hospital. I don't need that shit. Fucking Monday. This is all what it's all about. It's starting the week off great. At this time next week, we'll be doing Christmas Eve. My brother Lee is leaving for Boston on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. You know, me and Lee have been talking, going back and forth. Are we going to do some podcasts and save him up? You know what? I don't know. As you can tell, we work off the fucking cuff here. We don't know when people are going to call, who's going to call, or what's going to call. And so we're going to do one Wednesday for sure. Mm-hmm. We're doing one Sunday for sure.
Okay.
We might do one Friday for the 21st, but I'd rather leave them with a gambling one, and I'll put the 2 weeks with Dos Santos and football and playoffs and all that. Then we'll do one Monday, and then we'll leave it. And then if not, we'll just do one when you come back on the 3rd. We'll do a special Thursday special edition.
Okay.
Podcast. And that's it, fucking Lee. Listen, again, I started kickboxing 3 weeks ago because I put on weight. I put on like 8 pounds. I was lifting weights, and I was by myself at the YMCA. And I wanted to try something. So for the last couple months, I've been running. I've been doing the Dolce workout on the treadmill, which is a great workout. It's like two minutes of walking and 30 seconds of jogging. And my joints would hurt. Some weeks, like if I did it twice in 1 week, or 3 times in a week, I would mix it with a bicycle. So I would do the bicycle for 40 minutes, and I would try to run for like 30 fucking minutes. But I can't lie to you people. My knees would hurt, and not my calves, but my shins would hurt, and my hips would hurt. Not really my hips, but just, you know, your legs. You know when you're walking like fucking Red Fox, you know that there's a goddamn problem, you know? And I got, you know, the call from Aubrey, my friend, on it. And I had already taken the New Mood. I took the Alpha Brain. I got to tell you, when I stopped smoking the cigarettes and the weed, it was the first thing of Alpha Brain I did. I can't lie to you. The first time I quit smoking reefer physically and went to the vapor, mm-hmm. it was with the Alpha Brain.
Okay. And
that's why I went on the, you know, the Ice House Chronicles. Instead of you trying to get off a drug, just try the fucking Alpha Brain for 30 days. If you're trying to get off blow, if you're trying to get off weed or cigarettes, just to try it. That's when I was really impressed with the Alpha Brain. That's what I had used the Alpha Brain for. Now I take it and I really like it. After he contacted me that he heard me talking about it, and he talked to me about trying the other products, I went on the hemp protein because I was still getting the other stuff from bodybuilding.com, which I liked, I didn't mind, but I really enjoyed this hemp protein that they have on it. the thing that changed me the most about Honest, the thing that really made me a believer, I was watching Bigger, Stronger, Faster. And Mark Bell was supposed to call up today, but we're going to switch and we'll probably get him on next week or whatever. And in that it says the supplement business is kind of weird, that there has no restrictions on it, blah, blah, blah. I got to tell you, on the Strong Bone guys, whether it's mental, whether it's a placebo, whatever, I went to kickboxing 3 times last week and I lifted last week. That kickboxing ain't no joke. It's Muay Thai pads, there's no forearms, there's no dancing, there's nothing. You get in there, you stretch, and you go right to the jump rope, and right from there it don't end. You go to fucking mitts and you put on pads, then you fucking spar with the chins on, the whole fucking thing. I gotta put a mouthpiece in.
Oh, shit.
The whole fucking thing. You know, and it's light sparring, but you're still moving after an hour and a half. And I gotta tell you something, guys, I'm walking great. So if you're going to start a fucking routine, the biggest problem is sometimes you're big, you're heavy, you get so sore. Not muscle soreness, but joint soreness. Listen, you go on the glucosamine, whatever the fuck it is, and they always have like joint relief medication, and you get on it, it takes a while, on it, and it's not bad. Please do me a favor. There's a money-back guarantee on this Honest stuff. Go to Strong Bone. Go to fucking Honest, get the Strong Bone, get the hemp protein, or get the fucking New Mood. Mix and match them. They have a package. Put church in the fucking code in there. Get 10% off, plus you get some additional discount now because of the holidays. Start your resolution motherfucking today. Trust what I'm telling you. Even if you don't go to the Omni, go down to fucking CVS, get a fucking protein bar, and start to change today. You don't have to wait till the 31st. And that's it. That's all I'm going to talk about on it. Go to Omni.com. Anything you want to talk about, Lee?
No. Fucking Lee, happy holidays.
Happy holidays. What I want to tell people about, and I'm not trying to sell something here, but I'm in a crossroads because I did this thing with that Lee was a producer on called Testicle Testaments. And it was stories of my life. And I broke them up into my daughter. I broke them up into drugs. I broke them up into going to prison and my stepdad Juan and different situations. But now I'm trying to put them together. You know, and I've been making little notes here and here, and it's a fucking pain in the ass. I'm trying to work with Omar Lopez on a book. Writing has consumed me. You know, I'm reading fucking On Writing by Stephen King for the second time. I know you're tired, Lee, and you want to get out
of
here.
I'm not tired.
It's consumed me, Lee, and I really want to do something well for you. And it's funny how you get... I come on here and I talk about movies sometimes. We talk mm-hmm. about great movies. And there was a movie on the other night that I never really considered a great movie till the other night. I saw this movie at the Galaxy Theaters in Guttenberg, New Jersey in 94 when it first came out. And I thought it was ah. And then I heard the story about how it came about. This guy, Chaz Palminteri, mm-hmm. lived with Steve, with the guy from The Sopranos and this other guy, and they were all roommates. Not the star from The Sopranos, but one of the writers of The Sopranos, Terrence, whatever his name is, Winters or something like that. And they would all tell stories about their neighborhoods at night. So let's say you were from Brooklyn, you tell me about Nicky the Nose. And let's say I was from Jersey, I'd tell you about Carmine Balzano. And we'd all get together and tell stories. Well, supposedly the word on the street was that Chaz Palminteri took some of their stories and did this one-man show called Bronx Tale. Mm-hmm. And De Niro went in there and bought it, and they added the black girl element to it and the whole element to it. And a couple years later, it became a film. And I happened to work with Chaz Palminteri on Women versus Men, and it was an all-star cast, man. Just, you know, Paul Reiser and fucking this guy that died that was in, he was on this TV show, and he was like an idol of mine. He was in the movie Eraser with Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. And he played the mob guy in there. I forget what the guy's name was. He was in this movie. A lot of stars. Women versus Men. IMDb. And I was in there for one fucking day. I throw this guy. I take him out of a trunk and throw him in to the water. So I get to meet Chaz Palminteri. And I got to tell you, he's really cool. And I see him at UFCs. And he always takes the time to say fucking hello. So, whatever happened with Chaz Palminteri happened. I've seen Bronx Tale, what, Lee? 80 fucking times. Just watched it. Well, the other night it was on Spike. I was watching the UFC fights, Hector Lombard, all that shit. Jesus fucking Christ, Hector Lombard. He punched the fuck out of WrestleMania Palmeiras. But I'm watching this Bronx Tale, and it's a mob movie, pseudo. They beat up these bikers. And I'm getting ready. I'm going to the Laugh Factory. I got 12:45. And I'm getting ready, and I'm walking around. I'm watching this, and I just sit down the part of the end of that part. And I'm trying to figure out what to do with Testicle Testaments. I really am trying to figure out what to do with it, how to rewrite this, how to take this on the road. and fucking sell this. You know, how to take this on the road and do a little theater for you guys and have a set and show pictures of North Bergen. And you know, I know the documentary's out where I got my balls from. But I wanted to, you know, be with you guys a little more. So I'm trying to put this one-man show. Obviously, Lee will be on the road with me. Getting his dick sucked, chicks farting in his face. He'll be doing the farting in my face tour while I do the testicle testament tour. And I'm trying to get the common denominator, what could run through this. And I'm watching the end of Bronx Tale, and this is a mob fucking movie. And this is the scene where they're walking out, and this is what the movie was about. You ready? Hit it, Lee. All
right.
They're walking out of the funeral. They're going to see Sonny, Chaz.
Sonny, my father, always said that when I get old, I would understand. Well, I finally did. I learned something from these two men. I learned to give love and get love unconditionally. You just have to accept people for what they are. And I learned the greatest gift of all. The saddest thing in life is wasted talent. And the choices that you make will shape your life forever. But you can ask anybody from my neighborhood, and they'll just tell you, this is just another Bronx Tale.
It's Monday morning, cocksuckers, wasted talent. Go out there, sling dick, wash your balls, eat some pussy, shoot a fucking cocksucker that fucks with you. It's Monday. Have a great week. The world ends on Friday. I don't know who the guest is on Wednesday yet. I want to thank Lee Syatt, my man Jeremy from BallCancer.com. Cancer sucks. What the fuck am I talking about? My man Bert Kreischer. I want to thank fucking everybody who watches and supports the show. We'll be back on Wednesday. What do you got for me, Lee?
I don't know. We used all our music. What do you want to do?
Trampled on the foot, baby. A little Zeppelin for us. A little all something right. Good. Hit me. Or Hector Lavoe. Whatever the fuck you got.
Well, while we're waiting for it, why does that scene really affect you so much?
Because it was a mob movie. But the whole time, he was selling one thing. He was selling, don't waste your talent. And this is what my friends did for me, man. You know, this is what my friends did for me. They kept stressing it. And it's the same thing that we're doing with these fucking people on Twitter and Facebook or whatever. Don't waste your fucking talent. Go out there and suck some pussy today and knock some motherfuckers out and let them know who the fucking boss is. Whether you're drawing, whether you want to write, whether you want to rap, whether you want to go to fucking Mars, don't give up. You can do it, motherfuckers. Where's the music?
It's right here. I'm ready.
You got me all emotional for a cocksucker. I gotta go blow my nose and take a piss. Hit it! Have a great day. Stay black. Much love. Onit.com. Preston the Church. What are you, fucking nuts? What are you, fucking nuts? Mama ain't no talking about love. Oh, shit. Wiggly. Have a great day, motherfuckers. Stay black.